small inner room of sinister cave on the island of Lura, Chandler discovers Najin. To his amazement, she insists she cannot leave the cave, but must remain to participate in the ancient tribal ceremonies. She threatens to kill herself if he forces her to leave. Finally, she tells him Bob and Betty have come to the cave to seek him. He hurries to the altar room, but as he approaches the altar, Bob cries out, "Uncle Frank, don't come any closer. Look out for the cats." The present act opens in Betty's empty tent on the moonlit beach.
Chandu, the magician.
Betty? Betty? Where are you, Betty? Betty, dear? Bobby? Betty's gone. Where do you suppose she is? Bobby? Oh, it can't be. They wouldn't... Why, what's this? Oh, they must have. Dear Mother, Bob and I have gone to look for Uncle Frank. We didn't want to worry you, and you were sound asleep, so we just slipped out. Oh, we'll take the little path you showed us and look around in the jungle. Don't worry about us, Mother. Oh, dear. What's going to happen to them? Betty? Betty? Bobby? Where are you? Betty? It's so dark here along the path. How could I have been so careless of their safety? Oh, the jungle drums. I must be near the cave. That music. It's so close. Why can't I find the way? Oh, where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, I must hurry.
I bow before the altar of the great goddess Bhakti.
India.
In the green light that burns forever, I... Who has entered the gate? Oh, thou hast found thy way into this cave, sister of him they call Chandu.
Oh, what is this dreadful place?
That which occurs in the cave of the cat goddess is not for thine eyes nor thine ears, sister of Chandu.
Oh, I don't care anything about the ceremonies that go on here. I only came to find my children. What are they?
You do not know me.
Oh, of course I know you look like Vindhyan, but you can't be. Vindhyan was drowned.
I am indeed Vindhyan.
But how is it you are not drowned if you really are Vindhyan?
There are many things which it is not necessary that thou should understand, sister of Chandu. Nadi has returned to her own people.
You don't mean she's gone back to Egypt? Tell me where the children are and my brother.
I tell thee, Naji has returned to her own people here in this cave.
Oh!
Thy brother is to be sacrificed, for he has deserved the wrath of Upasti.
You don't mean Upasti, the cat goddess of ancient Egypt.
I have spoken.
Oh!
Look about thee. See on the ledges upon the wall of the cave the sacred cats. See their green eyes shining in the light of the altar fire.
Of course I see them. But what is this place? What? We were told no one had been seen on this island for years.
That is according to the law.
Can't you stop that music and those drums?
I tell thee this, sister of Chandu. For many years, as this world knows years, it has been best that men should think no one was left alive on the island of Lura.
Oh, tell me where the children are.
Until the time is right, it is well for the world to believe the island of Lura is given over to the jungle.
Yes. Yes, of course. Oh, you're insane. Tell me where the children are.
Art thou then not willing to learn of the ancient civilization of Lemuria?
Why, yes, of course.
I tell thee this, sister of Chandu. Long ago, this island was part of a great continent known as Lemuria.
Why, I've heard of that. Yes. Is this the way in the room where the children are?
Wait. I have not finished. Thou dost not ask the name of her who ruled the continent of Lemuria so many thousands of years ago.
Oh, what was her name?
The name she bore in those days is to be concealed from thee. But the name she wears now is Nagi.
What? Oh, Vindion, please.
Thou hast not forgotten him they call Andra.
Of course not. You were the one who killed him. You put poison in those cigarettes, and he smoked one of them and died.
No, Sister Ochandu. The death of Andra was but one of the unfortunate ways in which the work of Lemuria is halted for a time.
I don't understand.
For thousands of years, it has also been written that Nagi must return to her people.
But her people aren't here.
Andra is here.
Oh, Vindion, you've forgotten. Andra died at sea.
To thine eyes, he is dead. But already thy brother knows something of the secret of death in life.
My brother? You don't think they killed him?
Not yet. But his knowledge is dangerous to the work of the priests of Lemuria. And so, because he has interfered, he is to die.
Oh! But what about the children?
If thou art shown the children whom thou callest thine, wilt thou take them with thee and leave this island forever?
Of course I'll leave the cave, but I can't.
First, thou must stand before the altar of Obaste and swear that by whatever god thou holdest sacred, thou wilt not reveal the presence of any who are in this cave. Come with me.
Oh! Who is that lying on the couch before the altar? Who is it, Vindion? It's Nagi.
Sister of Chandu, it is not Nagi, but she who governed Lemuria in the days that are gone.
It is Nagi.
I tell thee, it is not.
What happened to this country of Lemuria that you keep speaking of? Surely this little island couldn't have held many people or have been the center of a great race?
Thou knowest not the story of Lemuria. How, because of disobedience to the goddess Ubasti, it sank beneath the sea.
Lost continent of the Pacific?
Thou hast heard of it?
Of course. But I've always thought it was the wildest kind of surmise. How is it no one knows of these people if they are the descendants of the ancient Lemurians?
Because, as I have told thee, the time is not yet ripe. But the calling of Nagi to her destiny is the first happening in the golden circle of the years to restore Lemuria to her former greatness.
But Nagi didn't know about this, did she?
Alas, because of her love for him they call Chandu, she has become rebellious and has refused to understand the summons.
But of course she doesn't want to stay here.
Destiny is not concerned with the wishes of a woman.
But Vindion...
When she has undergone the rite of the sacred fire, she will come before the altar, and her spirit will enter the body of the princess who lies here.
Oh, no. Vindion, this is madness.
Didst thou not say thou wishest to look again upon the faces of the children thou callest thine?
Oh, yes, of course. Where are they? Take me to them, Vindion, quickly.
And thou wilt swear thou wilt leave this cave and never enter it again?
If I must, to save the children, of course.
Then thou shalt come with me. And when I have revealed to thee the faces of thy son and daughter, I will show thee the way to leave the island.
You mean you have a boat hidden somewhere along the beach?
I tell thee only that thou must come with me, and many things shall be revealed to thee.
Very well. I'm not afraid. Which way?
But beware, lest thou lay a finger on the sacred symbols of Ubasti. Touch not the couch on which the princess lies, nor anything near the altar, nor one of the sacred cats.
Oh, heavens, I won't. I promise. You're sure this is where the children are?
Thou art willing to go from this cave without sight of thy brother?
No, I'm not willing, of course. But the children come first. My brother can... I mean...
thou thinkest in thy heart, his knowledge of the wisdom of the East will save him from the vengeance of Ubasti.
No. No.
How will he see me through this doorway?
But what is that door fitted into the rock across the room there? It looks like the entrance to an Egyptian temple.
Yes, truly, sister of Chandu. Within those doors is the sacred place where the priests have gone.
Is Naji in there?
Seek not to know that which is denied thee.
The children aren't in there, are they? Those doors look as if they've been locked for 1,000 years.
No. Now look at the other doorway. The one which bears the seal of Solomon.
There's a curtain across it. Put the children in there.
The curtain is but a veil through which thou mayest look when the fire is lighted within.
Shall I wait here?
Yes. Even now, the fire begins to glow within the veil.
No, but it's horrible. Uncanny. It's a green light, like the one on the altar. Oh, the children aren't in there. Surely.
The veil, sister of Chandu. Look. Seest thou thy children?
The light is so faint. And the curtain... Oh, Vivian! You don't mean those two motionless figures sitting there on either side of the fire? Their eyes are closed. They're not moving. Oh, they can't be Bob and Betty. What have you done to them? Bobby, Betty Lou. Oh, Betty, dear.